Los Angeles, of course, is known around the world for its movie business, but a standout play took a bow there this week. It's from the fertile mind of playwright Octavio Solis, and it's called Lydia. The title character is a maid, but not your standard issue maid. NPR's Netta Ulaby takes a look at a cryptic cleaning lady.
It's hard to say if Lydia is a devil, an angel, or some kind of witch or healer. Clearly, she has strange powers.
Lydia, in your world, the things that never happen always happen. Catching moonlight on the folds of my gown?
The voice belongs to a paralyzed teenage girl named Ceci. You're hearing sound from a production in Denver last year. In the play, Lydia is an enchanting young woman, barely older than Ceci. She works illegally as a maid, helping to care for the broken girl. The two form an almost magical connection.
Your breath in my ear saying over and over, Ceci, Ceci, Ceci.
That terrible groan is the only way Ceci communicates with her family. But somehow, Lydia understands her. Ceci lives in a vegetative state on a mattress in the living room while her mother works, her two grown-up brothers fight, and her father drinks. A mysterious accident threw Ceci into a coma right before her 15th birthday.
3 days before her quinceañera. 3 days! The dinner is set. The salon reserved. The comadres are ready. But in the middle of the night when everyone is sleeping, Ceci and Renee slip out the window in her room where no one can hear nothing. Why?
That secret and many others are answered through Lydia's otherworldly intervention. But don't expect a sentimental story. Lydia traffics in mess, bliss, carnality, and sometimes all three at once. Some scenes convulse the audience in laughter. Others unnerve, like the final scene, which manages to involve at least three serious societal taboos. We'll leave them unnamed, but they're nothing you won't find in a good Greek tragedy. Still, audience reaction was a problem for director Juliette Carrillo.
You know, there are a lot of people that just sit in their seats in the, after the end of the play for a while. Because it took us a long time to figure out how to do the curtain call.
Carrillo's directed a number of plays by Octavio Solis, like El Paso Blue, about a drunken beauty queen's affair with her convict husband's father. Solis, she says, spikes enormous humanity with in-your-face emotional rawness. Playwright Octavio Solis says for Lydia, he drew on poignant, painful personal memories.
We carry these little darknesses, tinieblas, I call them, inside, and they're my inkwell. They're my inkwell. And when I need to write a play, it's what I sort of dip into.
Solis grew up right by the Rio Grande in El Paso, Texas, and his plays often explore dark complexities of the Mexican-American experience in a place where deeply rooted families contend with restless newcomers. His own parents immigrated illegally.
They had come over in the late 50s, right before, I think a year before I was born, in 57. And they both worked. They worked very hard, and they had 5 years, five children.
Eventually, they worked their way to citizenship. Like the father in his new play, Solis's dad was a short-order cook at a famous local greasy spoon. His mother managed drugstores. As in Lydia, they hired maids from Juarez to keep things together at home. Solis says he became a theater nerd when he got to kiss a girl in a high school play. He also nursed a passion for poetry, but in college, he chose drama.
Oh, I was going to be an actor. It took me a long time to see that my writing and my theater career could kind of, I could serve both masters by being a playwright.
You know, I have to say that there's not that many Mexican-American playwrights at the forefront right now.
Director Juliette Carrillo says you'd think at this point, with such a long-established Mexican-American community, there would be many more. She says some producers shy away from Solis's work because it's so provocative. He's fearless about playing with preconceptions about major social constructs, like the border. He subverts its cliches. In some ways, Lydia taps into deep primal themes about tribal allegiance. There's a moment in the play when a young Latino challenges his family by joining the U.S. Border Patrol.
I thought you should be the first to know, being family and all. I signed up about a month ago and they fast-tracked me right into service.
Well, I don't know what to say, sobrino.
Are you nuts? You can't join La Migra? I had to do it, cuz. Money, sabes?
Playwright Octavio Solis says Lydia is all about the border.
The border is right there.
The border is a presence.
And a metaphor.
That's so much a part of my fabric now, of the way I see things. There's always a threshold one crosses between light and dark, between death and life, between one country and another, between one consciousness and another.
And between fantasy and reality. Solis is working now on a new adaptation of Don Quixote, dissolving the border between the old world and the new. The Spanish epic was written in the age of conquistadors, which has Solis rethinking their similarities with the Aztecs.
They're both kind of fatalistic, deeply religious people, bloody dispositions, real macho, you know, and with a real sense of darkness. They understand darkness.
It could only be the commingling of those two people, says playwright Octavio Solis, that eventually produced him. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.